Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Zach Meir, CEO of Lyft Global Ventures. Welcome back, Zach. How's life treating you?
The weather's good. But we're not even allowed to.
So, someone who was around in this, was it? They keep mentioning summer of 76. Is this as hot as the summer of 76? I wouldn't know.
The summer of 76 was, and I was there with my thermometer every day, measuring it. Basically, that was there was a sort of a longer heat wave at the end of June, I think into early July, but it didn't. It wasn't as hot, but it was like 30s or something like that. And then a decent summer as we're having now, and then everything went pear-shaped on like the August bank holiday or something like that. So that's what it was.
I remember it well. I was 8 years old, and it just didn't rain for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, so it was great.
Know, and the garden was like brown,
scorched earth.
Scorched earth situation. Now this was in Liverpool, so you know I dread to think what it was like in South.
I bet it still rained in Manchester though.
Probably, but not very much. But I mean, I remember. I mean, I think there was a cricket series that year as well because I watched the cricket in 76 as well.
Yeah, I just think that people enjoyed it more. People enjoyed it more. You know, it's like sunny day, we're all happy. Whereas now it's like misery, climate change, and all that stuff. So
that's right. There was no question of climate change in 76, was it? Happy as usual, Zach. So let's get
Start as you mean to go on. So obviously this week we saw the news of the proposed acquisition of Myriad Limited. Do you want to tell us more about what looks to be a pretty lucrative deal that's been put on the table?
Yes. Well, the main thing when you're an investment company is try and find the cheapest investment by definition. The going rate in our sector, which is the Sunday roast sector and the financial area, PR area, is was 3x revenue at least. And I've actually been speaking to somebody who wants 10x revenue, which is interesting. But this is before the Ukraine and before all the sort of the liquidity crunch that we've had now. And I think that people will have to adjust their mindsets in terms of the valuations of their business or businesses. In my case, I wanted to have a situation where I was making the cheapest acquisition possible for shareholders and in the current environment. And lo and behold, the cheapest one where I had a good negotiating angle was my own company. And so rather than 3x revenue, you can see that it's around 1x revenue, which is also very near to 1x PE because the costs of the business are relatively low. And that will basically, the earnings from Myriad will basically cover the PLC costs, so that's the intention that they would cover the PLC costs so that the company can, exist on the market for an extended period of time without having to raise, keep the lights on money, which I find most companies obviously do without any qualms at all. But that's something that I would like to avoid indefinitely while we find another business, which will hopefully be equally valuable and value enhancing.
Okay, so from the point of view of Myriad, then you will continue to look after those clients yourself and receive no remuneration from Myriad at that stage. You're just going to be getting the remuneration from Lyft. Yes,
that is correct. It's a real hair shirt exercise, but as I said, my real desire is that we cover the costs of Lyft, which is simply the cost of any company on Aquis or anywhere else. That's, you have all the squadron of advisors and service providers. And therefore, and it's something people don't actually really talk about very much for some reason, but for me, it's very important. And so if that's covered, as I said, we've got plenty of time to look around. And I think also there was an element that, we listed in April and people were saying, it's May, it's June, it's July, you haven't done anything. You're asleep, have you gone on holiday, without knowing all the DD and all the other stuff that has to be done on deals, which is very time consuming and also quite expensive. So that's what's going on. So it was to get a deal over the line, get one that keeps the company well fed in terms of income, and to do it at a knowingly very cheap price. You know, 1x PE, only half of that PE is in cash. And for anybody who's sort of saying, well, you know, you've just you know, you've taken the cash and, you know, you're all right, Jack or Zach, you know, I'd be much better off keeping the company private. You can do the math that, you know, if the company's making 400 grand a year, over 10 years, that's 4 million pounds. The way it's done now, I'm just getting the 200 grand in cash if it's voted through, which is about 6 months' earnings, and then that's it. So, I'm, you know, it's all going into lit. So I think that, as I said, I don't think it could be any more friendly towards lit shareholders. And I think it sends a good signal as well.
So this is all pending the general meeting, I believe, that's going to be held on the 5th of September. So just talk us through the process.
Well, the shareholders, apart from myself, will vote on the deal. And, you know, obviously, I'd be delighted if they vote in favour of the deal. And then Lyft will have a, you know, an operating business to keep it going. I think there's a problem with so many investment companies that you see, they just write a check, make an investment, it'll take 2 or 3 years to reach fruition. And in the meantime, you have the cost of carry, the PLC cost. So we'd be in a position, once September the 5th goes successfully, to then be able to take other investments, ideally I want really investments that are already, you know, EBITDA positive, but other investments, and we can afford to sit on our investments and, you know, maybe develop them and go forward.
Okay, very good. It seems like a good decision anyway. I mean, from the perspective of the market at the minute, you took also the shares of 4P, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was the other thing. I mean, obviously, there was the cash element. You know, maybe there could not have been, but it didn't need to be a cash element. But as I said, I'd be much better off if the company remained private. So it's a sort of a slight, you know, a token payment, let's say. But the shares which are issued at 4p. Actually, I had somebody thinking it was at 0.4p, and they were getting rather irate. But obviously, they didn't read the RNS very well. If it was 0.44p, I'd be, you know, off in the Bahamas or something like that. But it's 4p. So I've got to do some work. And, you know, the valuation of Lyft has to get much more appreciated. We're trading below cash, well below cash at the moment, maybe with the, you know, the rest of the market. It's interesting that so far there hasn't been a reaction to the deal. Maybe, you know, people are all on their holidays and relaxing, and I haven't quite come to terms with it yet. But the valuation is well, the current stock price is well below cash. With this deal, there'll be more cash coming in. So hopefully at some point there'll be a realization of, you know, what the math of the company is.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a share price of a bid 0.75, ask 1.5. So basically, it's value in the business at the minute at just shy of £1 million, and you've significantly more cash than that, even with some costs, as you've already said. So it doesn't make a lot of sense, the share price at the minute. And this obviously is going to be accretive to the business. So this is going to be positive. There's many businesses valued at significantly higher than the revenue that's coming in, even if there are costs in the business. So, yeah, I think it's a good move, and it starts the ball rolling into this media sector. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, even though everybody would like that to happen. So, yeah, I see it's a positive move, and something that you're going to build a company around yourself and what your experience, which was really how it was all put to the market in the first place.
You know, I think the PLC angle is a significant one. There is a status, you know, being a listed company, looking up your share price and seeing where it is, and other people doing the same. And I think that's it's very good for a car, you know, especially with the Myriad situation. You know, you're literally, you know, you've literally proven your own skills or your own PR in, you know, getting yourself to market. So I think that sort of leading by example is something there with the PLC status, and also with the as I said before, with the valuation being so modest in terms of the business, it should be regarded as very good for Lyft. You know, I've been around the block, been looking at the market since even before the drought in 76, since 73. So I've seen companies come and go. I suppose in the last 35 years, I've seen, you know, in more detail, obviously working in, you know, as a broker, etc. I think that you know, when you see companies do very good deals, actually, ironically, it takes a while for people to sort of get the vibe of, this is the board strategy. They're looking for value situations. They're not going to overpay, but it's very invariably the case that companies that overpay but buy something shiny are actually regarded better than companies that underpay and buy something, let's say, boring. So I think that there is an issue of perception there, but this is the cheapest thing I think that Lyft could buy, and we'll look to do other deals which are either as cheap or hopefully as canny as this deal will hopefully prove to be.
So looking forward like 2 to 3 years, Zach, and obviously I'm not asking you to get your crystal ball out, what is your vision for Lyft? What sort of, how many small companies or even larger companies do you expect or would you like to have inside Lyft?
I think, obviously if there's we raised 2 million, so we're not going to be buying Goldman Sachs. But in terms of the targets, it could be the case that it works out that there are, other businesses which are synergist to Myriad, and so they're bought, or it could be the case that there's, just one big bargain because of current market conditions. There's one big bargain that we buy. But the idea with this deal is that it gives us the sort of room to maneuver. Whereas, if you've just got the PLC costs going out all the time, after 6 months, there's less, a year, there's less, 18 months, there's less. So it means that you don't have to run just to stand still, which is a problem for a lot of investment companies. I mean, I'm trying to think of a small cap investment company that's really done well, either, in terms of its investments or market perception in the recent past, and or share price. And it's very difficult to think of that because I think they've never really solved the ongoing cost of the business. If they make a 500,000 investment and they've got to stay in it for a year, then basically they've got a 500,000 cost on that investment. And so they have to double their money just to stay flat on that investment. Then they need a 3, 4, 5 bagger. That's not going to happen in these current conditions unless you're very, very clever. So putting together a group of operating or, earning companies which are have earnings is something I think which is, this environment needs. But obviously, if there is something which, a fantastic blue sky investment, clearly we'll look at that too, because that's in the remit. But I think this is just, as I said, it's almost like a placeholder investment. And I think hopefully people will appreciate it.
Zach, as ever, it's always a pleasure.
Well, it's good to be back, guys, on the other side of the fence and everything else. So,
We look forward to you updating the market again in the future, I guess, and good luck with the business.
Yeah. So, I think, as I said, it's a good first move. So we'll see how we go with that.
Yep, I agree, Zach. Good luck. And I hope it all works out.
Cheers, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.